We're just finishing harvest. Well, finishing cereal harvest, about to start potatoes.
Okay. And how did the cereal harvest go?
It's been very stop-start. The weather's been showery, and we've not really had a good go at it all the way through, but the yields have been good.
Mm-hmm. So what's good yields?
Well, we're getting about 8.9 tonnes a hectare of barley, 10 tonnes a hectare of wheat, and between 4.5 and 5 of oilseed rape.
And how much variance is there between a good year and good yields and a poorer year?
Only usually plus or minus 10%.
And what sort of rainfall are you sitting on here?
About 38 inches a year.
And what's the biggest challenges to growing crops in this environment?
I think the getting a good period of weather to get it in and out is the biggest problem. We don't tend to get drought or floods or anything like that, but we get constant poor weather sometimes.
And what sort of farming system are you using? Is it no-till?
It's mostly ploughing. We do a bit of direct drilling for oilseed rape, but everything else is ploughed and sown with a conventional drill.
Is there much no-till in the district?
There's been more. There's been a growth towards it, but I think because we grow a lot of barley in this area, there's not really pesticides that we can control grass weeds with effectively in barley.
And is it just one crop a year?
Yeah, one crop a year, split between winter and spring cropping.
And is the quality of, say, the barley that you're producing, is it malt or is it feed?
The spring barley, all the winter barley is for feed, and the spring barley is low nitrogen distilling for the whiskey.
And what's the biggest changes you've seen in terms of cropping over the last decade?
I think we're seeing more spring barley, largely because the whiskey industry has expanded massively with the Chinese and Indian export, so that we're producing a lot more spring malt in barley than we used to.
And prices for malting barley, what are they sitting at the moment?
Well, most people are working on a margin over wheat futures, so that we haven't really seen a big drop yet this year, but probably next year we will.
So average sort of prices would be per tonne?
I think people will have sold a lot of contract malting barley at £170 a tonne this year. But feed barley is more like 100.
And for farms in this district, are they mostly mixed properties where cropping's just a small part or one element of what people produce?
It's become more common for all cereal production, but historically most farms had a mixture of livestock and cereals. But there were a lot of dairy farms in this area up until 20 years ago, but we now have people specialising more in one thing or another.
And what are the changes or the trends that you foresee in the cropping area here?
I think there's a big trend towards contract farming, so that guys getting bigger, and with an ageing sort of farming population, there's young guys willing to take on 2, 3, 4 times the acreage that they would have done 10 years ago.
And if we compare acreage, what would be sort of the average farm size here?
On cereals, we're looking towards a 1,000 acres a man, but most farms would be sort of 500, 600 acres, so that they're usually doing some contracting or working with a neighbour.